Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Now here's more Time Out with Eric Slaughter.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Welcome back to Time Out with Eric Slaughter on this Saturday afternoon, 5:01 in the Kia Studios. Got a special guest joining me now for the next couple segments. I want to welcome to Atlanta. Welcome to his first time on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, and welcome him to my alma mater. Head coach Larry Dixon, Morehouse College Maroon Tigers in the building. It's been a little time working. We were trying to get this together for about a month or so just before college basketball got kicked off, but he's had a busy schedule, and this is a rare Saturday where he's not on the sideline, so he got a time to come and sit down with me, and I couldn't have him join anybody else before he joined me, the Morehouse man at this station. So, Coach, welcome to 99 The Game. Welcome to ATL and Morehouse. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Like you said, it's one of the rare Saturdays that I got off, but I've been in the office today watching film of our last game and then working a little bit, trying to see how I can help get these guys better.
All right. So you said you're familiar with Colony Square. You have been around here before, but let's introduce you to Atlanta. First off, this is your first season here in the ATL as a college coach, but you just told me that you were born and raised in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Talk about, you know, your background, your history, how you got into basketball. You're standing about, what, 6'8 over there?
Yeah.
Then tell me why and how you ended up at my alma mater, Morehouse College.
Well, it's a crazy business, and everybody knows everybody. And true story, when I was in college at John C. Smith, we played against Harold Ellis at
Golden
Morehouse.
Bulls. Okay,
yeah,
all
we
right.
We played against him, and he was terrific. But I always kid him and let him know he walked out of Brave Boy with a loss.
Okay, so, all right. He didn't lose much in 4 years.
That's what I know.
Of course, Harold Ellis is the athletic director now at Morehouse, and his 4-year career at Morehouse was pretty impressive. So,
yes,
okay, all right, go ahead.
And so I've always admired Morehouse from afar, being HBCU, one of the top name brands in HBCU. So when the job came about and I got a call about it, I'd say, yeah, I would be extremely interested. Obviously, I think it's a great, great brand to sell, not only from the athletic standpoint, but the academic standpoint. And I'm telling recruits all the time, you don't have to settle. You know, someplace you go, you get a great education and the athletics kind of suffer.
Average.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then other schools, it's the other way. The academics is lacking. But I think here at Morehouse, you can get a great academic set up along with playing big time basketball, and that's what we're promoting. It's got to go both ways. You got to get stuff out of basketball to enhance your life.
All right. And now that you are here, after you've been here for about one semester, you've had a few games under your belt now. Talk about what you've learned so far about being on a Division II level, because you came from a Division I program. You were an assistant coach at North Carolina State.
Yep, yep.
Raleigh, North Carolina, big-time school, playing in the ACC. You come down to back to HBCU, but you know all about it. What are you getting reacclimated with now that you're back on the HBCU level?
Well, the one thing about it, basketball is basketball. It doesn't matter what level it is. The goal is still 10 feet high.
Okay.
The floor is 94 feet.
Little hoosier moment, right?
Yeah. So it's all the same basketball-wise. And the great thing about Morehouse is when I have called recruits, their families, they know who Morehouse is.
Yes.
And I've been a Division II coach, and I had to try to tell where we were. And I've been in some Division I schools, and I had to let them know. You know, I was at the University of South Florida with Brian Gregory, who was at Georgia Tech, who's now the GM of Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would call from South Florida, they would immediately think I was in Miami.
Right, not in a beautiful campus in Tampa, Florida.
Yes. So the one thing about Morehouse that's been very, very impressive, when I talk to families, they know where it is, and they know all about the Morehouse brand. And that's just an attribute to our academic standards that we have. So, you know, it's been very impressive.
All right. Joined now here in the Kia Studios. We're not live on the WadeFord.com hotline. No, we are live in studio. Morehouse College head basketball coach Larry Dixon joins me here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter. Coach, once again, thank you for taking your time on this Saturday afternoon. Now, Coach, slow start now in the SIAC. You got off to a good one. I saw an Instagram post. I'm a quote you. I wish I had the sound bite. You said, we're going to hang a banner. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, it's been a while since we've done that at Morehouse, okay? And there's some stiff competition in the SIAC, especially in basketball, and the conference keeps growing and growing and growing. We look around every year, another team comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right now, that banner hangs across the street.
Yes, it does.
Okay?
Yes, it
and does. That's tough. And you came in here, I know you got your Noop stuff on.
Yeah.
But if somebody didn't realize that was a Kappa Alpha Psi shirt you had on, it might say, this man came in here wearing Clark Atlanta colors.
No, that's Noop all day. Let's not get it twisted.
I see it. That's Noop all day.
Let's not get it twisted.
Okay. But how are we going to go about getting that banner? And it's been a minute, okay? To bring that banner to Morehouse.
The one thing I'm going to never shy away is I want to win.
Yes.
And I want to win right now. You know, some people come in, they got a 3-year plan, a 5-year plan. I got a 1-year, I got an every year plan.
Okay.
And our goals will never change.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to fight, and it's a process. And we're going to go on that process, that journey together, and build it that way. I'm not going to shy away. I'm not going to come in and say, hey, this is a rebuilding year. Hey, I got here late. I got to get my guys. No, when Harold hired me, I inherit guys. Those are my guys now. And we're gonna do whatever we got to do to win. And yes, we've had some injuries. We played two of the better teams in the league. And you come down, it's a 1 or 2 possession game under 2 minutes. You know, the last game we unfortunately dropped against Miles. It's a 2-possession game under 2 minutes, and my top 2 leading scorers don't play the whole game.
Oh, man.
I believe in our guys.
Yeah.
We're going to be just fine. It's a process to this thing. And nobody is winning championships in December and November.
That's right.
Okay? We got to be playing really, really good in February and March. And when a couple years ago, we were playing pretty good in March, and one ran off 8 or 9 straight and was able to get to the Final Four. So you every day you got to coach these guys, get them better, and let them know what's down to the future, what's up, what's ahead in the future. So right now, don't define us. We're going to keep building and getting better every day. And that's in life. You want to be better today than you were yesterday.
Absolutely. Now, Coach, talk to me about this. The landscape of college athletics.
Yes.
Okay, seems like it's changing on a day-to-day basis.
Yes,
how long
yes.
now have you been in college athletics? When did your career start?
I think I got into college athletics in 2002.
Okay, so you're a 20-year vet in the game.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. I was a high school coach before then, and I just said I looked around and saw guys coming in recruiting and just traveling, just coaching basketball. I said, I could do this.
All right.
So I went out on faith, took a $26,000 pay cut. I went from making $40,000 as a high school coach
to 14?
To $14,000, my first job, and I was married with a son then. So my mom.
Were you driving Uber on the side? What were you doing?
No. I just leaned in on faith.
Okay.
And my mom said, "You a fool." And I said to my mom, "Well, the Lord takes care of babies and fools."
Yeah.
And it's been a long time since I had a pacifier in my mouth.
Yeah. Okay, I like that.
Fast forward, I got the experience at the Division II level at St. Andrews College. My first Division I job happened 8 months later at South Carolina State.
That's a quick ascend.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so 8 months later, I'm right back to that $40,000 that I was making.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so it just worked my tail off and just try to treat people the right way. And that's what I'm telling our guys. We got to have – I'm not coaching in front of 72,000 people 2 years ago if I don't have the work ethic and the character. And that's what I'm trying to instill in our guys.
Now, what college basketball game has 72,000 people at?
In the Final Four.
NC State,
yes.
Final Four. Excuse me.
Yes.
I apologize, Coach. I apologize. That's indeed.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, okay.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, okay. All right. You know, the last time the Final Four was in Phoenix, Arizona, 2017.
Yes.
I made that trip out there with the late, great Coach Grady Brewer.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
So every year, for anybody who does not know, the NABC, the National Association of Basketball Coaches, has their annual meeting at the Final Four. And my mentor, Harold's mentor, the late Grady Brewer, he was an officer with the NABC.
Yep.
And he called me that year. Now I'll tell you a little bit about me, because he would call me because, you know, and guess what? My mama called me a fool, too. So I've been here at 99 The Game now a little over 5 years. Okay,
right.
I got into this broadcasting career a little late.
Right.
I spent 20 years in the hospitality industry.
Really?
Made really good money. I worked for Marriott Hotels, walked out of there with 21 years of service. And they all said, "Well, what are you going to do?" I said, "Well, I'm going back to schools and I'm chasing my broadcasting career."
Wow. Okay?
When I left Marriott, I was making well in a six-figure salary.
Certainly.
A lot of people said to me, you was a fool. You was a fool because for those who don't know, especially here at 1990 Game, me, my Pittsburgh Steelers producer, Dom, just walked in, okay? You know, me and Dom are weekend warriors here. We're here every weekend.
Right.
Until we get one of those flushy Monday through Friday jobs,
right,
we're not making Stephen A. Smith kind of money here yet.
Not yet.
Some of those guys are making that money.
Right.
No, me and Dom, we're here every weekend. We're busing, we're hustling. And Mike Conte, who is the great program director here, I love the fact that he gives me my show on the weekends, and he going to get me to one of those Monday through Friday jobs, okay? But no, I made a serious career change to chase my passion. And I got here in 2020, got through the pandemic. In 2022, the boss called me in his office, and he said, congratulations, I'm giving your own show on the weekends.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I've been here ever since, and I will stay here until one of those big boys, or he calls me and says, guess what? You're Monday through Friday. But that's another story for another day. But chasing your passion and doing what you want to do in life, there's a, you know, what's the old saying? You find a job you love, you never work again. And there's another one, and I got it in my phone, but when you find your passion, you find your purpose.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you have a purpose of leading young men, coaching basketball. And I can tell just by your aurora, you love every minute of it.
Yes, I do. And I think all the time, if I was not coaching, what would I want to do? True story. Before I got into coaching, I kind of got into coaching kind of crazy. But I was wanting to be an FBI agent. I want to be Secret Service agent and protect the president.
Okay. You can block a lot of bullets with a 6'8 frame.
Yeah, but that's why I chose another career path because I said those bullets might hurt.
Okay.
So I said I better do something different. But my best friend from high school got me into coaching. He was a football guy, and he had just taken a high school job, and the head coach at the time had a stroke.
Oh,
so he didn't know anything about running the practice. He just said, hey, can you just come and help me?
Okay.
And that's how I got into coaching.
And once that bug hit you, it was all out.
Yeah, and then the principal at school wanted to say, hey, we want to offer you a job just to be around the kids. And that's how I got into coaching. Then
here we are.
Yeah.
So 20-something in the college game, if you had the college game and your high school, do we get to 30 years yet?
Not yet. This is 29.
You're right on that door.
Right on that door. When you say 30, it just makes me feel old.
I know how it is. I mean, to tell people, let them know, come next year, I can go to my 30-year high school reunion. I do not want to believe it, but it is the truth. I showed up at Morehouse in the late 90s. I'm like, wow, where the 30 years go? Yep. And that's been 30 years of cheering for the Hawks, the Falcons, the Braves, and my Morehouse Maroon Tigers. And we're going to take a little break here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter. When we come back, we're going to continue this basketball conversation. But Coach gave me a little insight on his upbringing, so we're going to talk a little Falcons with Coach as well. It's Sports Radio 1990 Game. It's Time Out with Eric Slaughter on this Saturday, joined in-house by the new head coach. He's five games into his regime now of the Morehouse College Maroon Tigers, talking a little basketball on this championship football Saturday. We'll update you on the Georgia-Alabama game when we come back. Do not go anywhere. Keep that dialed in. And, of course, you can always listen live and local on the
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Is that my Morehouse band? Is that my Morehouse band bringing us back from break here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter on this Saturday afternoon, 5:21 in the Kia Studios. Quick update, what's going on 6 miles south? The Dawgs find themselves up 14-0 halfway through, almost three-quarters of the way through the second quarter. Defensively, they are playing very, very well, and they're kind of dominating this Crimson Tide game so far. Coach, are you a big football fan? You keep up with more of the pro, the college game? Because we're going to talk a little football because you told me a very interesting story.
I am a huge football fan. Diehard Pittsburgh, still a fan. When the black and gold lose, I don't watch football all week until we get a win. So I'm struggling right now. But I love football, and since I've gotten here, I've become a Falcons fan because of my homeboy.
Yeah, that's where we wanted to go to.
My homeboy, who I went to school with, his mother and his uncle and his family, Jalen Walker.
Yes.
I went to school with his mom, Sheikha.
Okay.
And his uncle, Derek. And,
yeah.
And it's crazy because when he was a freshman in high school, a buddy of mine that helped me get started in coaching said, Sheikha's son might be a pro.
Really?
As a freshman, he said, he was like.
In high school. So you've known that young man since he was 13, 14 years old.
I know him. I don't know him great because I haven't been back home, but I've always read reports about him. And just the number one thing is how everybody in Salisbury talks about what kind of person, what kind of kid he is.
Yeah, that's what we heard, all the reports.
And it's just tremendous. Even he's going back, giving back home. People were upset in Salisbury that the Panthers did not draft him. They were upset.
Okay.
But, you know, things have a way of working out. He's going to do a tremendous job. His dad was a football coach. I knew his dad from Catawba. So it's a cool story.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we got a few coming out of Salisbury. Javon Hargrave went to my high school.
South Carolina State?
Yeah.
Currently with the 49ers, I believe.
I think he might be with the 49ers. No, okay. Minnesota.
He's with Minnesota. But won a Super Bowl with the Eagles?
Yeah.
Okay,
And, of course, my Steelers drafted him, and then we let him go.
Yeah.
But he went to my high school. So, yeah, I'm a big football fan, and I always like to see our young guys from the area do well.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's been good to see him. I haven't caught up with him or his mom, or I'm trying to get his mom and his uncle and them down for a game on a Saturday before the Falcons play on the Sunday.
Okay, that would work,
I just got to catch up with him. But great, great, great family, great kid. And he has a brother, Deuce, that's at Georgia State.
Really?
Playing,
so you and Dom got more in common. Okay. Well, I mean, right now, what the Falcons have seen – out of both of their first-round draft picks, we are very happy with what we had. And, of course, we are this flagship station, Atlanta Falcons. Catch the game tomorrow when the Falcons host the Seahawks, 1 o'clock right here, Sports Radio 1990 game at 9 a.m. Our Falcons coverage starts every Sunday at 9 a.m.
Okay.
With the pre-game show that's called what's the name of the show that Andy and Joe do?
Wait for a Tailgate.
Wait for a Tailgate. Thank you very much. That's at 9 a.m.
Okay.
We are live.
I'll tell you what, I stayed not too far from – the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Okay.
And the tailgate, from what I've seen and heard, I got to get out there.
Okay. When you get out there, make sure you come by. We are right there where they're building the new Gulch area up.
Okay.
And we're right there on the bridge, 1990 game. That's out. We have the Wade Ford tailgate show, 9 o'clock to 11. Then, of course, 11 o'clock, the actual pregame show starts, 1 o'clock kickoff. All day Sunday, we are Falcons. We are the flagship station of our Atlanta Falcons. And we need a big W today, the W tomorrow.
Yes.
When I come here tomorrow night for Falcons flyover, we need to be talking about a victory.
Yes.
But we'll get back to that. In a minute, you said that you're a big fan of Coach Raheem Morris.
Yeah.
Where are you? I mean, Coach, you asked me your opinion. You can ask this because our last show here from 12 noon to 4 o'clock was Chris Turtle Thomas. I'm with him tomorrow. He's the host of the Falcons Flyover. I actually slide into the producer's chair.
Okay.
He pretty much did a whole show, and he asked everybody to call in and say, do you think Coach Ra should be back, come back? Does he deserve a mulligan, another chance? Coach, you're a coach. You can give us from – what you see on a coach's perspective, and this is what you see from a Falcons fan, it's a results-based business, okay?
I totally get it. I think he should get a mulligan.
Okay.
Just because
Why?
Anytime
you
your starting quarterback, who you got big hopes for, is out, like in the NFL, that quarterback position is
– not just the NFL. High school, college.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
but
your
it's,
guy.
It's – especially
in the NFL.
Right. So with the kid Penix, how you say it? Penix?
Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
As him going down, you struggle now. Now, because you got to change the way you play, and he's been out some games. I like to see him. And he's got a young nucleus on the defensive side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just think you can control the controllables, and you can't control when people get injured or hurt.
Right.
And I got a soft spot because I just had to play a game with two of my top two leading scorers out. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I get it.
Okay, but as a coach, as a head coach, you went to the next guys on the bench. You said, this is your opportunity. This is your chance to step up. This is why I brought you here. I don't care if you the first five, the sixth man, or my last man on the bench. When your number gets called, I need you to produce. Every guy on that roster, and yes, we are missing guys, they're all professionals. They're all collecting a pretty paycheck.
I get it.
You got to keep it going.
But they are, and I totally agree with you, but the longer it goes, it shows why they are a backup.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I got a soft spot for coach. And I trust me, we get in this business. It's a result-oriented business.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, 2 years ago, Kevin Keats is the darling of the college basketball.
When NC State went to the Final
Yes.
Four. Yes.
And
your
we
boss.
Lost, we lost a bunch of guys,
mm-hmm.
and guys didn't click as quickly as they should have. And now, all of a sudden, people think the man forgot how to coach.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of coaches that go through that, especially, and this is where I'm going to bring my producer Dom in, because he said he wanted to ask you where you sit on this train, because Dom, and I've been working with Dom there 4 years now,
Hold on. Okay. Before Dom asked me this question, I do not want to get rid of Mike Thomas.
Ha,
if
well,
that's
you knew,
your question.
You knew what the question
was. That's exactly
was.
Where I was going.
No.
You heard the chance.
No. No, I heard the chance.
I'm going to sit back and listen. Y'all
I
go
love,
ahead.
Mm-hmm. And plus, that's my frat brother, so I got another soft
got you.
Spot
right, right,
for him.
Right,
but
right,
seriously,
right.
though, he has done so much with those guys. Let's just be honest. Again, the quarterback position, it has not been very stellar since Roethlisberger left. Mm-hmm. So, no, I do not want to get rid of Tomlin, and he would have a job the next day. You know,
there's some people that say he might have one 6 miles down the road. You never know. But, I mean, that's exactly where Dom said he was going to go with you. Where are you at?
Look, all Pittsburgh Steelers fans, and I'm in a Steelers group with some other college coaches.
Yeah. Okay.
And now we're having the same debate. So I knew what he was going to ask me.
One of the things that I've seen a lot more so on, going on now with the fan base is more so trying to make personal attacks on him. And that's not – at
right,
all what
right,
I'm going
right,
to do.
Right.
I do think that it's just time to go. I don't think he's the one to lead this group to a championship. I think Tomlin's time of leading this ship to being championship contenders is well past its expiration date.
Okay, and here's my question to you. Why do you say that? Because I'm going to be honest with you, as a coach, I'm looking at it from a coach's perspective. You don't forget X's and O's.
Right. And I don't think it's a forgetting of X's and O's. I think it's either it's one of two things. It's either an unwillingness to change or evolve, or you don't know how to. So it's either this is the way that I do it and this is just how I do it and this is the only way I know how to do it, or I've done it this way and it's worked for so long, I'm not going to change it.
Right. I can see that. And that's the argument that a lot of people have. I totally get it, and I'm stubborn like that too, because I know it works, you know. But I'm evaluating myself every day,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure he's doing that. You know, he's done a great job. I mean,
now I would ask this question once again. Joined now in the studio for the past 30 minutes or so, head coach of Morehouse Basketball, Larry Dixon, joining Eric Slaughter. I'm out with Eric Slaughter, Morehouse man, and bringing in a new Morehouse man into the family. And he's given us a lot of his thoughts from a coach's perspective. And you said, Coach, and you've said a few times here today, that coaches don't forget X's and O's. Okay, right. Now answer me this from a head coach's perspective, because your last couple of years you've been sitting in seat – were you in seat two, seat three? What seat were you in at NC State?
It might have been three.
Might have been three.
I don't
know. Okay.
I don't know, but I've been – one thing about me, it doesn't – the way I look at it, it doesn't matter if you're in seat four
mm-hmm.
or seat one.
Right.
Because if that head coach is not successful – we're all gone.
Gotcha.
So we all got to do our job, and I've always carried myself where I'm going to carry myself as a head coach, even though I'm not the head coach.
Good.
So I'm only going to tell my boss what I think I would do.
Okay.
Now, when I'm over there in that other seat,
mm-hmm.
all I can do is suggest.
Okay.
It's up to them. And now that I'm finding out, you got to make a lot of decisions, and you got to think about them because your decisions affect other people's family, other players, and all those things. So true story, I said this the other day, and I apologized to Brian Gregory. I talked to him. Mm-hmm. I talked to him the other day, and I said, Coach, I want to apologize to you. He said, what? He started laughing. I said, Coach, I used to bring you so much stuff and say, make a decision. Let's get this over with. And I now know why you would take your time. And so I apologize for wanting to rush you, mm-hmm. you know, because your decisions affect a lot of people.
Right. I mean, you are the CEO, as a head coach, NFL, college, high school, you're a CEO
right.
of an organization that is a multi-million, I don't care what level you're on, that's a right. multi-million dollar corporation that you're acting as a CEO of. Okay?
And people don't realize this, but athletics, whether it's football, basketball, when you win at a high level, it opens the window up to the academic, to the university, the college, what have you, that a lot of people would not have thought about.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because when we were coming out, it's crazy. When we were on our run to the Final Four, DJ Burns walking out to this rap song with this boom box. I forgot the D-Lo or somebody.
Okay.
Boss Man D-Lo.
There you go. Yeah, there
I got you. I got you, Coach.
There you go. Look, I'm old. I don't know all
that. I don't know it either, so don't feel bad. I don't know it either.
Rick. But not only did that song take off, but when we got to Dallas, that boombox company, CEO sent us a custom-made box. But now everybody wants to apply to NC State. Our admissions department, you know, right. went up like 140% yeah. or something. Right. Mm-hmm. But that is the window to the university. So when you win, yes, you are the CEO and things like that. So it's important to take your time with the decisions that you make because it affects a lot of people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, Coach, you got time to stick around for one
more
segment?
Sure, sure. Hey, look, okay. I got this Saturday off. I'm good. I just need to get back to that side of town before this game is
okay,
over.
Okay, don't worry. Well, so we're going to get one more segment with Coach as Georgia and Alabama are about to head into halftime. The Dogs are up 14-0, but trust me, if you've ever been to an SEC championship game, and I've been to a few, that game is going to be over to well after 8 o'clock. I'm going to be watching the Hawks by the time that game, because the Hawks will be up here next on Sports Radio 99 The Game when I go final at 6:30. Coach Larry Dixman in-house. Dom is in the building.
Slick Rick.
And that's a little story that needs to be heard. Take another time out here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter on this Saturday, the 6th of December, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the best producer in the world.
That's it, Dom. That's it.
Welcome back to Time Out with Eric Slaughter. Going to have Coach Larry Dixon sitting with me for one more segment. He's been so generous on his time, even though he's got a day off from coaching, he's not on the sidelines today. He definitely said he was doing his film study. He's got two more conference games coming up before the Christmas break. Let's see. No, you got one, two, three. You got three games before the Christmas break. And once again, first year Morehouse College head basketball coach Larry Dixon sitting in with me. So we're going to get back to the basketball conversation for a little bit. We had a great football conversation. If you missed any of it, well, there's an easy way to fix that. Go to the Odyssey app, hit download, make sure you favorite 929 The Game. You can go back to any segment of any of our shows and play it with on demand by a tap of your finger on your smart device. All right, Coach. Looking at what you got coming up now, you said it was a tough week. You got some injuries. You played two of the best teams in the conference.
Yep.
Miles, forgive me right now. Head coach Tony.
Fred
Watson.
Great guy.
Great guy. And has become kind of the gold standard of the SIC. I remember Coach Watson's another one. I gave some of his first interviews when he was at Benedict.
Yep.
Then he left Benedict for Miles. And every time I talk to him, and he always says, well, you know what? When I came in this conference, Morehouse was the gold standard.
Right.
Coach Brewer was the gold standard, okay?
Right.
I kind of took that from him, you know? And I say, well, Coach Watson, answer me this question. Why are you still on this level? Because I know you've had opportunities. I know you've had chances to maybe go to a bigger school. He says, I'm happy where I am.
Right.
Just because another opportunity comes to you doesn't mean it's the best thing for you. Okay.
Absolutely.
And I bring it up to say you lost to Miles. Coach Watson's there. But you got some great games. You got to go on the road. Talk about the SIC competition and why you think you can take Morehouse. Like you said, I saw it on your Instagram post.
Yep.
To hanging a banner.
Well, my thing is, the first thing is I got belief and confidence in myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can do it at a high level. So it starts with me. And then sooner or later, your team will start to take on the coach's personality.
Absolutely.
And so I think I can put that through our team. And I feel like with Morehouse brand, I can get elite recruits in here, you know, and get guys in here that, number one, want to be here. You got to be where your feet are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I say all the time. Like, Coach Watson, he's doing a great job. He's had some opportunities. You got to be comfortable. And I'm comfortable in my skin and where I'm at. You know, obviously, been at a lot of different levels, played at this level, coached at a high level. But I think I can win through my experiences and just a belief in myself. I think I can coach at a high level. And I tell people this all the time. They look at me like I got two heads. But given the same opportunity, I think I'm just as good as Mike Krzyzewski because I think he is the best coach ever.
Okay.
But if I don't believe that, how can I convince somebody else to believe that?
I like that. You know, I like that. Okay.
And I'm trying to get our guys to understand basketball is a parallel of life.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe in yourself, how can somebody else believe in you to hire you for that job, to draft you or whatever? So in order to believe in yourself, you got to have that confidence and, you know, not only have that confidence, but just that bravado, you know. I just believe that. And that's why I think I can take Morehouse to a different level.
Okay, and I'm going to be right there with you when we get there. You see how we do that at the house, dog? That's how we do it. That's how Morehouse coach talks about it. All right, coach, looking at this schedule, so you get back into your conference play. You got a couple games. You got to go up the lane. Central State's coming into Forbes Arena. But I'm looking at these two games late in the year. You're going to play them at Gateway Center Arena, the beautiful new arena down by the airport where our Atlanta Dream play, where the College Park Skyhawks play. Is that a special event? What's going on down at Gateway Center Arena?
That's the Chris Paul Classic.
It's coming to Atlanta this year?
Yes, yes, it's in Atlanta. So not only will we be there, Clark will be in it, Lincoln, PA will be in it.
Yeah, okay.
Fayetteville State. But then you also have four, and I'm not sure the Division One from the SWAC, the MEAC, those teams will be in. I think Hampton may be down, Jackson State, and a couple more teams. So it's 2 days packed. Full of good basketball. And they're very, very good coaches. People don't give coaches in the SIAC, HBCUs, they don't give them the credit. But I say this all the time. They're really, really good coaches because they got to do everything.
Right.
You don't have somebody doing this, this, and this. You got to be able to cut film. You got to be able to watch film and have the scouting report ready. You have to sweep the floor. And I think that's what helps me because that's how I was brought up.
Okay. All right, now the Chris Paul Classic. Let's go ahead and let people who do not know exactly what it is. First of all, Chris Paul was in the news just this week. I mean, the Clippers were in town. They came in here and spanked the Hawks. I don't know what happened. Hopefully the Hawks can get back on the winning game. Of course, you can catch the Hawks tonight right here on 92.9 The Game as we are the home of the Falcons, the Hawks, and our Atlanta United. Hawks play tonight at 7 o'clock back in Washington. We got to get back on the winning streak. Chris Paul from North Carolina grew up in Winston-Salem. Of course, everybody knows he played at – Wake Forest. But a lot of people don't know, Chris Paul is an HBCU graduate.
Let me tell you a quick story.
Okay.
I was a high school coach in Winston-Salem when Chris Paul was in the eighth grade. I was at Carver High School.
Okay.
So in the city of Winston-Salem, you can go, it's open enrollment, so you can go to any
high school in the area.
Yes.
Yeah, they got a couple towns in Georgia that's like that, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I see Chris Paul, and everybody's talking about him in the eighth grade. So I see him. I say, hey, man, you going to come to Carver? He looked at me like I had three heads and said, I'm not going no Carver. I'm going to West Forsyth with my brother.
Okay.
And I looked at him and rolled my eyes. Now, I'm a grown man. He's a little kid. I rolled my eyes and said, you probably can't play anyway. Next thing I know, he's at Wake Forest. Gary Bill,
and,
number
and
one
the
draft.
Third pick in the draft. And, you know, I tell people this all the time because – before I got in this business, I used to tell people the Hawks made a big mistake not drafting Chris Paul because he went after us. You know what we drafted that year, Coach? Let me see if you remember your history.
I do not know.
We drafted Marvin out of North Carolina.
Marvin Williams.
Marvin Williams.
Yep.
Number two pick out of North Carolina.
Yep.
Chris Paul went, I want to say he went either third or fourth. Deron Williams, the point guard out of Illinois, and Chris Paul were the next two picks in the draft.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Marvin Williams was a good player. He was not what Chris Paul or even Deron Williams were, because there was a time where they were one and two point guards in the NBA.
Yes, wow.
Okay,
It just goes to show you it's a thin line right
thin
there.
Line, right.
Thin line. But he's been a leader forever, forever. And he does a tremendous job in the community. Graduated from Winston-Salem State.
Right. He went back to an HBCU to complete his degree.
Yep.
He started the Chris Paul basketball experience like 4 years ago when he was in Phoenix.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And you can talk about that while a second here. And that's the beautiful thing that I tell people about Morehouse all the time. When I had Harold on with me a month or two ago, when I've had our other coaches on, and the coaches that preceded you in basketball and the coaches in football, the best part about being at Morehouse, even though people don't know about our athletics, whenever there's a classic, whenever there's the Chris Paul, whenever Michael B. Jordan does the Invesco QQQ Classic, if Morehouse is not the first call, they are the second, because sometimes Howard's the first call, and we understand that. But we are number one or number two.
Yeah.
So when Michael B. Jordan started the Invesco QQQ, he called Morehouse.
Yeah.
When the New York Classic in football started, they called Morehouse.
Right,
when Harvard needed a team to come up, they called Morehouse. When back 20 years ago in L.A., when they did the Gold Coast Classic, you know what they called first? They called Morehouse.
Yeah.
And once again, CP3. So talk about – and the point I'm bringing to is being at Morehouse, but even now in 2025, and a lot of it goes to, we just saw Jackson State lose the swag. A lot of it went to what Coach Prime did, the spotlight, the spotlight that's on HBCUs.
Well, I think the biggest thing is the Morehouse brand, and I talk about it all the time, and that's because they've done a tremendous job academically.
Right.
People know who Morehouse is academically, and so that transcends and goes towards the athletic. Now, we've had a great, great baseline of coaches in the past. They've ran things. There's been a lot of winning going on. So I think those two things now, if we're able to take it to another level and get it on equal grounds with the academics, the sky's the limit. I think in the HBCU, Morehouse is the brand, the trendsetter. You know, they talk about us. They talk about Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, along with Morehouse, they talk about Spelman. So we're all right there together.
Right.
Again, we got to get the athletic brand up to the academic brand, and the sky's the limit. I truly believe that.
Yeah. I mean, our brand is second to none. You can't go down a hip-hop artist, a movie star, or anybody that's, you know, big in pop culture and go through their Instagram page and not find them wearing not only some HBCU gear, but nine times out of ten, you'll catch them. And I'm talking about people that have nothing to do with Atlanta.
Right.
People
right.
from New York, L.A., you go through their Instagram page,
right.
he got on a Morehouse sweatshirt.
Well,
he got on a sometimes you'll see fam, something like that, but you always see people wearing Morehouse gear.
I don't know if you saw the Instagram page, but I designed the new throwback uniforms for our guys this past week.
I know
week.
It says the house.
No, we went back, and I wanted to pay homage to the past players.
Okay.
So we went back to the uniform that Harold Ellis wore.
Oh, and wow.
It
okay.
went crazy. It blew up. Now everybody wants to buy those.
Oh, okay.
But that tradition, back in the day when they were winning the whole lot, I paid homage to them, and it was a big hit. So we're going to wear those probably three or four times this year for big games.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, every game's a big game. But Morehouse is just a different level, and it's crazy. When I got the job, my daughter was happy. She was happy for a different reason.
What
because the year before, she came to Morehouse Spelman homecoming.
Nothing like it. Nothing like it.
That's the first thing. She's like, Dad, I need tickets. So this past year, I had to find like 15 wristbands, purchase them, and get all her and all her friends in. So she wasn't happy I'm the head coach. She was just happy I was at Morehouse.
All right.
And she's a senior at North
Carolina.
If you
ain't never been, I'll tell you a funny story, Coach. So homecoming was October 28th, right?
Yeah.
Of course, it's a Saturday afternoon.
Yep.
I'm doing my show. On that Saturday, Don, were you with me or was it Josh? My show was a little earlier in the day because I think we had Atlanta United that night, okay? But yes. I signed on air at about 2 o'clock, and I said, I'm so happy to be here. I start my show the same way every day.
Right.
And I said, there will only be one other place I wouldn't be if I wasn't on these airways,
right.
And I'd be a couple miles down the road at homecoming. No more than 10 minutes later, my boss texted me because my boss, he loves listening. He wants
right.
to hear our content. He's going to definitely text me and say, great interview with Coach.
Right.
He may say, why'd you keep the man for an hour? But I'll deal with that later. But he said, Eric, I'm sorry. I didn't realize today was homecoming. I said, Mike, don't stress. I've
right,
been to 25
right.
homecomings.
Yeah.
Doing my radio show on Saturday is where I want to be. I'll catch up with Coach. I'll catch up with Earl. I'll catch up with my buddies another time. I'll have plenty more homecomings to go to. Doing
no
time
doubt.
Out with Eric Slaughter is where I want to be right
no
now.
No doubt, no
so,
doubt. It was my daughter's second, and she's a senior at North Carolina A&T.
Okay, Aggies.
But yeah,
ooh,
so they call it Jiho, the greatest homecoming on earth.
Yeah.
But she was there the week before
uh-huh.
and then came down to hang out with Dad. Well, not really hang out with
right.
Dad, but
oh, no,
used
was,
me
for I
my
mean,
place for place to lay a head.
Gotcha. And I mean, that was one of the best weather days October had ever seen. It was like 75 degrees late
October.
Yes, it
was unbelievable. And that was my first one coming to. So,
all right.
First of many.
There you go. All right, before we get you out of here, because we almost done with this hour, and I'm definitely going to let you get out of here because I got to sign off, and me and Dom going to talk some NFL in the 6 o'clock hour. Once again, the Chris Paul class, you got a couple home games, and if anyone's never been to a Morehouse College basketball game, first off, we have one of the best arenas
mm-hmm.
in Division II and probably just period in the country.
It is better than some Division I gyms I've been in.
Absolutely, and it was an arena that was built for the Olympics when Atlanta had the Olympics and is still standing and going strong. Coach, I don't know if you've ever seen it or how it gets full for the Clark Atlanta game, but it is an experience.
I've heard, and I've been working my tail off trying to get kids in there right now. And we're having a party. We got a DJ in there, so it's a party.
That's
every
what I
want to
tell everybody
game.
About the home experience.
Yes.
I know we have gone back to the you tell them. If they want to come to a basketball game, there's something special about it. Tell them what it is.
Come on.
You put it on Instagram.
We're going to have a party in there every night for the students.
And
It's for free for the students, Spellhouse students,
uh-huh.
and then it's cheaper. We kind of cut the price. We want to get fannies in the stands.
Absolutely.
And we want a home court environment that's second to none. So in order for us to get people in the stands, we got to have a great product to put on. And our guys are working extremely hard. And so we're going to have a fun brand. We're running. We're getting up and down the floor. And every time out, we got a host, a hype man, that's what I call him.
Okay.
And we got the DJ going.
Yeah,
so it's a party in Forbes every home game.
Okay, now, I mean, this is the deal. I know you're doing it now for every home game because, believe it, Odyssey Atlanta has made a presence. V103 has been in that building many, many times. So, you know,
we
when that
clock
game comes.
We need to try to get y'all back.
That's one easy phone call. That's one easy phone call to Reggie Rouse, the vice president of Odyssey Atlanta.
Okay.
And we can take care of that.
I'm going to hold you to that
Okay. I will be in the building for the Chris Paul Classic for sure.
Okay.
I'll be at many games at Forbes Arena. Now, that's a tough one. That Clark game is on Valentine's Day.
Hey, tell your girl you love Morehouse, but you love her a little more, so you'll come a little later for the day.
Well, it's an afternoon game, so baby, we're going to spend the afternoon at this party, then we're going to do the romance
after
that.
Exactly.
All right. Coach, give me any final thoughts.
I just want to say thank you for having me. Anytime I can come out and promote Morehouse Athletics, Morehouse College, I'm going to do it. I'm happy to be here. I'm glad to be in the city of Atlanta. I feel like I've lived here so much longer because I recruited the city of Atlanta so much, but I'm glad to be a permanent resident here. Thank you. And anybody out there, listen, come see us. We got an exciting brand. special group, and I think we're going to continue to get better and make all Morehouse alum proud.
Hey, you got one right here. My alma mater, the Morehouse Maroon Tigers, going to hang a banner. Coach said it himself. We're going to
hang a banner. Yes, we are.
We're going to hold him to it. I might give him 1 year to maybe, but he says he wants to do it in year one, so yes. We're going to see how it goes. All right, we got to take our last hour break. Time out with Eric Slaughter. The Georgia-Alabama game is at the half. I want to say it's 14-0 dog, so we'll pay attention to that. And when we come back, it's time for me and Dom to go down the NFL slate. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Time out with Eric Slaughter. Once again, big thank you to Coach Larry Dixon for joining me for this last hour. Take a little break. We'll come back. We'll talk to you again.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.